Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Anyone over the age of 5 who's old enough to look out the window can see that America is deep in trouble. We're surrounded on all sides, 360 degrees, with terrorists, traitors, and seditionists. They've poisoned our food with chemicals and dyes. They've lowered our IQs with fluoride in our water and toothpaste. They've turned boys into girls, girls into boys, and both into homos. The Boy Scouts has become a turkey shoot for pedophiles, and your boys are the turkeys. Girls dye their hair in protest of being feminine. Boys wear dresses and think they are enviable. Men wear rings to work, the ones with jobs. The government wants to know everything about you. The 10-year census is becoming an ongoing event. Currently at 48 pages in length. How many Puerto Ricans live in your house? How long has this grandparent been responsible for these grandchildren? How well do you speak English? Your response is required by law. Towns now depend on money from traffic tickets to operate. The dog catcher is a business. Schools cost $11,000 per child for kindergarten through 12th grade for daycare. School sports have changed from competitive to everyone wins, everyone plays, everyone gets a trophy. Music performers can't get a note out without skimpy costumes, electronic and computer enhancements, light shows, and bend-over acrobatics. Heat, light, medicine, food, rent, transportation, clothing. Pick the three that we can pay this month. Next month, pick two. The government lies all the time. Corporations lie all the time. Media lies all the time. We can't believe anything we hear or see. The rich are getting richer on the backs of the little people, aided and abetted by the government. We have been sold out. Honor is gone. Integrity is gone. The family is one parent or two homos. The family is gone. Marriage is temporary, fleeting, and if there are children, they are the rope in the tug of war between the exes. Our roadways are a battleground for road rage. They're dangerous to all that dare use them. Elon Musk has destroyed the joys of driving with Muskmobiles that crash into emergency vehicles, police cars, passenger cars, 18-wheelers, concrete structures, and people. Angry children litter the peace and quiet with their 1,000-watt car sound cannons, disguised as stereo systems, with noise disguised as music. Music is now unbearable to listen to. Commercials have taken over the radio. Talk show hosts are egocentric, self-serving babblers. The China virus is deadly, but the vaccine is genocide. There are three kinds of people. Those that make things happen. Second, there are those who watch things happen. Third, there are those who say, what happened? Those are the GDP. Class, you're the first kind. Those that make things happen. Let's get to work. I'm Vincent Finelli, and I'm here. Today's broadcast, class, engineered by Brad, Jason, Nathan. Rich Sheeman's with us in the front of the classroom. Welcome, Rich. Rich, you there? Let's see. So what happened to Rich Sheeman?
Hello.
Hey, Rich. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you mentioned that, Vince, I just want to mention to the class that last week we were kind of shut down. A lot of people I knew contacted me and contacted you because they couldn't hear me. So I say a lot of things that are politically incorrect. In other words, I say the truth, folks. So for some reason, if you're not getting this or you can't get it on repeat broadcast, just a reminder, go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. When I was monologuing last week, my broadcast was not able to be repeated on GCNlive.com, and then click on USAPrepares.com. Sometimes you have to go into archives, but this is going to loop for the next 24 hours. So just remind yourself that they are censoring, surveilling, and trying to control the narrative. So even going into the repeat broadcast, you might not hear us for several hours because that's what the powers that be are doing. But Vince, just like how you didn't hear me when you were saying, Rich, are you there? I was speaking, and who knows if the powers that be are controlling that. But everything is by design, folks. No one's doing their job anymore because as you know, I've connected these dots many, many times when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And we go for decades and decades with inaction towards political correctness. We're going to get a situation that we have here where we're being taken over and taken down as a country and a Western world and a world. So, Vince, that being said, would you like me to start sharing my homework with America and the world?
Absolutely. Just one quick question. did you have any concerns about anything I said in the opening monologue?
Well, you didn't say anything that wasn't true, and I've gone into great details and specificity over the years with thousands of subsets of each of the general categories that you mentioned. I mean,
Yesterday, Dr. Sheely and I taught a class, and it occurred to me that the virus is man-made. We all know that. We said that right here on USA Prepares like January, year and a half ago, more than a year and a half ago. And that it was created by in the Wuhan lab in China. So it's a man-made virus. It's a bioweapon. And a vaccine is just a lighter dose of the China virus. So that means that the virus and the vaccination are very similar. That means that they're both man-made. That means they're both man-made bioweapons. And, Rich, are you going to be teaching us today about how this is genocide, the vaccine?
I am going to. I've got some new news, some very disturbing news. You have to remember, folks, we are living in a narrative-selling era. It's either Trump's fault, it's Russia's fault, it's the unvaccinated fault. You know, it's political correctness, it's critical race theory, it's Common Core education, it's the thousands of subsets that we've talked about regarding the distractions, the dumbing down, and the dividing by groups. It's cognitive dissonance. It's Stockholm syndrome. It's lowering the bars and standards and expectation for a job based, you know, you get a job based on what group you are. So hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications don't mean anything. Phony climate change. I mean, this is what we're living in. So that being said, Vince, I'm gonna start with the homework that I've done for the class. And if you don't mind, I'm going to just jump into that, and I will answer your question in great detail, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go, folks. There's a video of a certified occupational therapist whistleblower. He says more people are dying from COVID than the vaccine. He's out of Hawaii. His name is Abrian Aguirre, and it's spelled A-G-U-I-R-R. E, and I'm probably butchering his name. Abrian, if you're listening, I apologize, but I want to thank you and commend you for being a hero. He basically said he's seen 32, and I'm quoting him right now, I've seen 32 elderly people pass away immediately after taking the Moderna vaccine. I've seen more patients die from the vaccine than from COVID. This guy is a hero whistleblower from Hawaii. I think he's in Oahu. And he talked about, and I'm paraphrasing now because of time, he's basically went public with this knowledge because he's worked in three COVID units in Hawaii. Two of them were isolation units. And he basically says he works with the largest skilled nursing facility in Oahu, working with the geriatric population. And he says, basically, this COVID fraud everywhere, people who have heart attacks, people who have hip replacements, everybody who has anything is being labeled as COVID. So you really, you got to look at the video. You got to do your homework. I have so much information. I can't spend too much time on one article, folks. And here's an article. Please write this down, class. To those of you who are in America and around the world, Stu Peters, the Stu Peters Show. This guy is really good. He gave an interview with a Dr. David Martin. He basically says there is no virus. This is organized crime. So I've given over the weeks and months so much information, okay, that the COVID vaccine is what's killing people and maiming people, and this is very disturbing. And Dr. Martin, I'm just going to read a few of his quotes. When you inject a known toxin in a person, you are actually injecting an agent of death. And we have, without a question, the architect of this scam on record. In 2015, that a key driver is the media and economics will follow the hype. And that's a quote from Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak basically is the president of EcoHealth Alliance, U.S.-based organization that conducts research abroad. He's basically a British zoologist. In other words, a veterinarian. But I want to quote, and here it comes, Daszak reiterated that until an infectious disease crisis is very real and present and an emergency threshold, it is often largely ignored. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, he said, we need to increase public understanding of the need for MCMs such as pan-influenza and pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver in the media and the economics follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get the real issues. Investors will respond if...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Our chief is with us, Rich. Please continue.
Thank you, Vince. And basically what I was saying right before the break, folks, basically Dr. David Martin is saying this is collusion, this is racketeering, and under the Patriot Act, Section 802 of the Patriot Act, it's domestic terrorism. So when they call us domestic terrorists, that's exactly what they're doing. And Stu Peters was asking, well, this is a violation of U.S. law, the injection of a bioweapon according to U.S. code. And basically, Dr. David Martin said that the U.S. Department of Justice has failed the American people. Now, I can go into great detail and specificity, but basically what this article says, and this interview, pardon me, is more about, it's not about the virus as it is about the vaccine. And Dr. David Martin is calling it patented, pre-planned genocide, and I'm quoting. Again, it's no virus, he says, it's organized crime, and one of the motives is to incapacitate our military with a bioweapon. So think about all the healthcare workers in our military. If they are forced to take this mandate, think about the consequences. We have basically an open door to be taken over militarily. I want you to think about that. I'm going to move on, folks, because I have so much information. The next article is about this nurse named Cassandra, and she talks about the nasal swab. She's an RN, and I've given several articles of this over the months where they've showed the microscopic nasal swabs literally moving and creating issues into the lungs like asbestosis. And she makes it very clear how the swab is not only made in China, but is saturated with ethylene oxide. And And according to even the CDC, which is now the new Gestapo, is a carcinogen and damages DNA and fertility. I hope you're waking up, folks. I apologize for not having more time, but I'm just going to roll, okay? And hit, I have an article here about a doctor in Sarasota Hospital witnessed a 50-year-old man being COVID-killed by the hospital personnel. And then when the doctor tried to be an advocate for this patient, he was restrained and thrown in the cellar. Restrained. I want you to think about this because they weren't giving this patient the antibiotics needed to kill the pneumonia we had. Remember the acronym I use also? The PIC acronym, okay? Pneumonia, influenza, COVID. Everything is going into the COVID category, just like the COVID whistleblower that just spoke out. Look, he's not the first one. I've given a ton of this information of these whistleblowers where everybody getting it basically going to the hospital for anything. If you get anything, you're basically, they're saying that you have COVID. This has been going on. Remember the gunshot wounds, the motorcycle accidents, the car accidents. You know, the CDC and VAERS data literally getting caught deleting up to 6,000 deaths at a time. We're not making this stuff up. Okay, I'm going to move on to more and more articles. Okay, next. Dr. Richard Fleming warns the vaccine is a bioweapon. This is an interview with Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Please go see it. Rich and Vince isn't making any of this stuff up. This is disturbing. You need to read. You need to research. You need to verify. Don't believe anything we're saying. I promise you I'm doing my best to verify the authenticity and credibility of what I'm sharing with you. I do my homework. I'm embarrassed to say how many hours per day and per week I study for you guys, for us. It's our duty and obligation to be an American. We can't. Being an American is not a spectator sport at this point in time, folks. All right, next. Dr. Richard Fleming warns that Fauci and the NIH have already developed the next bioweapon to be released, like with HIV-like capabilities. If you're not awake now, you're not. Believe me, you don't need your coffee with the articles I'm going to mention to you this morning. Next, Democrats want to drop people from Medicare and Medicaid unless they agree to be injected with the experimental vaccine. Now, Medicaid is welfare. Medicare is what the people literally paid into. The people who paid into this Medicare fund, aka Social Security, is paying for all the government workers' salaries, benefit packages, and pensions. This stuff up, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
When President Obama released 5 Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the 5 men released by Obama. Florida is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki explains.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As President Biden accepts responsibility for his failure in Afghanistan, Florida's Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox News heads need a role in Washington.
Americans should reject this analysis from the pundits and from the White House that this was a no-win situation, that it was going to be a messy withdrawal come or high water. You know, I have heard repeatedly from this administration that they had planned for every single contingency. I think every American should recognize that that is BS. You don't close Bagram, the primary logistical hub for our military, and then funnel all of the activity into the nation's capital of Kabul and expect a clean withdrawal. There were no plans. There were no contingencies, and it truly is a slap in the face every man and woman who has donned the uniform of our nation, because they have worked tirelessly, given their all for the last 20 years to make sure that they did their job. But the suits in Washington, they failed. And when you're talking about war termination, you have to have an exit strategy from the word go, and there hasn't been one. We have had years and years to plan. So this narrative that the president is pushing, blaming everyone, pointing fingers, and throwing agencies, particularly the intelligence community, under the bus, people need to reject this and understand that this was a failure of leadership. There was no contingency plans. No matter how many times they try to point fingers and throw blame on President Trump and others, they need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The plagiarist wants to have all military and federal workers vaccinated by mid-September. Rich, please continue.
Yes, thank you. Yes, but the Biden administration is not mandating COVID vaccines for White House staff. What does that tell you, folks? Save the mercenaries. Listen, I'm going to try to minimize my sidebar because of all the articles that I have that are very disturbing. But I'm telling you right now, when I mention things like vaccine, COVID, climate change, largest transfer of wealth, financial enslavement, the word reset, social credit scores, tyrannical authoritarian communist takeover and takedown, censorship, surveillance, assigned sustainability scores, MMT, UBI, and delegitimizing work, and digital centralized cryptocurrencies run by non-elected people to take your freedom, sovereignty, justice, and survival. When I talk about all this stuff, folks, they're all connected, every bit of it. All right, I'm moving on to more information for you. All right, next article. Vaccine fails. 64% of Israel COVID-19 patients in serious condition are fully vaccinated. If you're not connecting these dots, people, then I don't know what to say. You're probably dead, because anybody who can't see what's happening at this point, we can't help. We can't help anybody, because I've given all this evidence for months and months and months. Next, hate hoax. Probe finds Tennessee vaccine official purchased a dog muzzle. She literally got caught purchasing a dog muzzle, and she claims somebody else, probably a Trump Republican, had it mailed to her to send her a message of hate, and she got caught making this stuff up. And this is Twilight Zone stuff, people. Next. The Texas Tribune inflates alleged child COVID numbers 43 times in a fake news article. Listen, people, if you're believing anything from the power structure, the mainstream media, the White House, the CDC, it doesn't matter. If you're believing anything, you need to get your head examined. You have to do your own reading and research and verification, please. Next, COVID outbreak hits a Carnival cruise line despite every guest and staff being vaccinated. In other words, there was zero unvaccinated people on board. Are you hearing me, please? Are you hearing me? Next, Bill Gates falsely claims 95% of COVID deaths are non-vaccinated people. What have I just mentioned today? What have I mentioned last week? What have I mentioned for months? They just lie and gaslight you people. That's what it is. Next, the World Health Organization lead investigator, quote, China told us what to write in the report. You don't need to know much more, folks. Next, CDC creating secret national database of households with unvaccinated children. There's a recording because they plan to take those children out of the household. You better wake up, America. And I got a lot more disturbing news than that. Next, experimental COVID vaccines not mandated in communist China or Russia. Are you seeing what's happening, people? Next, feds declare anti-vaxxers are terrorists, and they're unveiling a 90-day plan to wage false flag violence and blame it on anti-lockdown people. See, this is one of the reasons why they are bringing back masks, to hide the identity of their bought and paid for mercenaries. Next, Fauci holds four patents on the HIV component used to create the COVID-19 virus. People, if any one of us had 1/1,000,000th of the evidence that the independent media has released over the past few months, any one of us would be in jail for the rest of our lives.
Rich, I've got a question for you.
Please do.
So, Fauci, and people used to call him Dr. Fauci. Now it's just Fauci. It shows that how much he is respected in the media. So Fauci holds four HIV patents. Now, you cannot patent an oak tree. You cannot patent lime, you know, limestone.
Nature.
Because,
yes.
Because it occurs in nature. So that means that these patents that he has are for man-made processes. Is that correct?
Absolutely 100% accurate.
Okay. So what we're talking about is, and the central theme throughout a lot of today's class, is that the virus is man-made. It's changed. We've been saying that for well over a year, probably a year and 8 months. The virus is man-made. It's a bioweapon. There are patents that Fauci has on it. That means he's complicit in it. The vaccines are man-made bioweapons in lower doses, and they're killing people slowly and quickly. You have to be an idiot to want to take the vaccine. You have to be an idiot to believe anything that you hear in the media. You have to be an idiot to send your children to the public training camp. You have to be an idiot to comply with all these rules, regulations, etc., that are destroying you and your family. Back to you.
Thank you, sir. And as always, I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment right for the benefit of the people. And folks, like I mentioned last week, we're not just trying to save a nation or fight for a nation. We're trying to fight for everybody. Okay? The next article is very disturbing. Biden regime discusses setting up highway checkpoints to mandate vaccines for interstate travel across the United States. Octone! Octone! Show me your papers! This is Nazi. Remember all the years they called President Trump and his supporters Nazis, and we refuted all that with evidence and hard facts? Well, they're showing their true colors. I mean, they've showed their true colors to us for many years, and we've given thousands of examples. But people are waking up and mad now.
I have a question for you and the class. So, class, if you have a job, federal job, and the federal government says for you to maintain your job, to keep your employment, you will be vaccinated. If they tell you that, and or if they tell you that you will have a vaccine in order to cross the state lines, what will you do? Will you? Or will you have already done what Rich and I and Norm and Gwyneth and Kathy and the rest of us here at USA Prepares have been warning you and advising you and counseling you and suggesting to you that you do, which is buy a farm. Because if you live on a farm, you can stay home. You don't have to expose you and your family to the threats of what happens at a military checkpoint because you have not been vaccinated. Think about that. What will you do? And, or, what will you do when the knock comes on your door by them demanding that you get vaccinated right there and now? Unless, of course, you can prove your vaccination record. Of which the Chinese are counterfeiting vaccine records and cards as well. Back to you.
Folks, this is a big scam. It's a takedown. It's a takeover. It's a depopulation effort. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. It's against HIPAA regulations. This is illegal from every angle you look at this, okay? All right, I'm going to move on. I got so much stuff, Vince. I got to give this information out. Chicago Mayor backs decision to cancel honor guard for the fallen officer Ella French. That tells you everything you need to know, because they want to bring in their own brown shirts to be the new police. Next, leaked audio. Biden's radical DHS, Department of Homeland Security chief, Mayorkas, on border crisis. Quote, this is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. This is a leaked audio that you'd never hear on the mainstream media. I'm going to sit down, people. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm giving you published information, published articles in the public domain. Next, death camp document. Internment camps are already planned in every state as the CDC, which is the new Gestapo, prepares for mental illness wave caused by the so-called fear of injection. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next. Journalist begs audience to get COVID jab despite suffering heart inflammation fever and chest pain. You can, this is Stockholm Syndrome. Unbelievable. Next. CDC forced to adjust Sunday's Florida record COVID count lowered by almost 50% after the State Department cries foul on the data. People, if you believe any statistics, any so-called focus groups, any so-called anything, you're crazy. Next. CDC is now urging all pregnant or breastfeeding women to take the COVID jam. How many articles have we mentioned just on this broadcast of the babies died in the thousands from forced abortions from this vaccine? Next. CDC COVID document discussing relocating high-risk individuals to COVID camps. That's called concentration camps, folks. Auschwitz. Next, CDC director warns of endless COVID vaccines, and we're just a few mutations away from the original. People, it's hard to believe this is America. And this has happened because the American people have not stood up. We've allowed ourselves to be distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And that's why I've given thousands of evidence of this. When you eliminate the ability to get a job because of what group you're in, when the low bars of standards and expectations has been so low and certain people feel entitled to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you have a situation where nobody does their job and it's all corruption based on people who's willing to be paid off and blackmailed. Okay, next. Study finds highly educated Americans are also the most vaccine hesitant. Well, duh. Next. Health. We made a big mistake. COVID vaccine spike protein travels from injection site, can cause organ damage. How many articles of organ damage? How about the autopsies? The vaccine spike protein was found in every organ in the few autopsies that they've done. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, I believe you mentioned the mayor of Chicago, and as an exclamation point, class, Chicago is America's third largest city. And the mayor of Chicago has its first female, black, homo mayor. If you don't believe me, you can just type in mayor of Chicago, wife, and you will see an image of Lori Lightfoot kissing this woman who she married on the very first day that Illinois approved homosexuals marrying each other. The two of these degenerates have a daughter. And they sleep together. And they probably discuss what is going to happen next in the city of Chicago. You've got a homo running Chicago. Do you think that the homosexual agenda will not be taught in the public training camp to your children if you live in the corrupt city of Chicago? It's run by a homo. A woman who has sex with a woman. Back to you, Rich.
Okay, folks. I'm going to go back to some very disturbing stuff here. Please pay attention. Next, study shows breakthrough cases mean Pfizer and Moderna efficacy plummets, cratering double-digit percentage point. Pfizer now at 42% effective. Next article, get a load of this. Moderna and Pfizer vaccine trials rigged. The whole country in every aspect, in every context, is rigged. In other words, it's not legitimate. And the trials were rigged by vaccinating the control group. You don't vaccinate the control group. This is blatant science fraud. It's all exposed, folks. Next, Democrat Sidney Axne, and I'm probably not pronouncing her word correctly, claims illegals are not spreading the coronavirus. Well, they're coming in with a lot more worse stuff than coronavirus here, folks. But think about the fact that we're being locked down. We have to wear masks. We're being mandated to take the vaccines. In other words, forced, okay, coerced. And illegal immigrants are coming through the open borders by the millions unvetted for everything, from diseases to skill sets to crime, the whole works. And now, by the way, America's number three in the world for rape. Congratulations. Next, leak report reveals Moderna COVID vaccine caused 300,000 vaccine injuries in a three-month time span, and this is hidden from VAERS data. So listen, if you're looking at so-called official authority data, VAERS, CDC, NIH, FDA, doesn't matter. It's all corrupt. It's illegitimate. And you know why? Not because Richenvin says so. It's because we've given the leaked information week after week, month after month, proving this by qualified people who haven't been bought and paid for and blackmailed. Next, Israel News sees concerning surge in cardiac arrest and heart attack emergency calls among young people who have taken the vaccine. Duh. Next, Pfizer's COVID vaccine plunges to only 42% effectiveness. I touched on that. Next, Australia is going to herd in 24,000 children into a stadium to inject them with vaccines. And I saw the videos where the children were literally fainting and falling down, maybe dying, because they put a barricade in between the person shooting the children falling after they've taken the vaccine. Next, Democrats propose vaccine mandates for all domestic land and air travel. Land and air travel. This is Gestapo. Show me your papers. Next, huge lawsuit. Hawaii attorney says COVID vaccine killed nearly 45,000 people in a short period of time. I think it was 3 days. Next, 1,500 U.S. hospitals are requiring workers to get vaccines to keep their jobs. That's coercion. That's against the Nuremberg Code, the HIPAA regulation, the Hippocratic Oath. What's going to happen when we have dead and debilitated military and healthcare workers? What happens? What happens? We're vulnerable to every attack known to man. Next, hospitals around the world now being filled with fully vaccinated sick patients as injections rapidly spread new variants. Are you hearing this, folks? Next, companies are pushing COVID-19 vaccine mandates, claiming to combat the Delta variant that has no scientifically valid diagnostic test. There's no test for this stuff. And they're still using the old PCR test for so-called COVID, where they can change the unit of measures with the cycles. Are you hearing this, folks? Be right back after the break. We appreciate you being here.
Three kinds of people. Those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and the GDP who say what happened.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.